Good morning, 810, News Radio 92.3, informative local scorching. It's going to be another hot one today. Sorry, it just is. You know, be careful, be smart. Don't go outside in the middle of the day. Don't go play golf at 2 o'clock, okay? We don't want to have to send a rescue team out for you. I mean, that's just, seriously, it's bad out there. Lisa Newell is publisher of the Gulf Breeze News, joins us every Thursday to preview the paper. Hey, Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Andrew, you're right. You know, once upon a time, I saw someone have a heat stroke, and it happened so fast, I couldn't believe it. It's so dangerous.
I almost,
and it can be deadly.
I almost died in 2015, 14, somewhere. We'd been here about a year, and I went biking, and I was just, you know, my wife was out of town back with her family, and I was biking by myself, and I was just coming home, and I was like, I just want to get home. I'm like, I'll just push it up this hill, and all of a sudden, everything changed, and I mean, I had to go find an apartment complex that had a spigot that I could just douse my body with water. Like, it was that close. I was worried, and I didn't realize it, and then, yeah, no, it's serious stuff for sure. In the paper today, you've got a story. Yeah, this doctor, the pain clinic got searched and raided, right?
It did get searched, and multiple agencies, you know, descended upon the medical offices of Dr. Elaine Sharp, who has as traditionally an OBGYN, but she has been having some interesting practices with her practice. I mean, she keeps nighttime hours, and she's got a lot of men coming and going. As it turns out, she's also prescribing opioids. Well, she is now under review, and no one was arrested, but she was limited with what she can prescribe. So right now, she's only practicing as an OBGYN. Caused quite a stir when all these people descended on her business, which is located basically across from the Winn-Dixie on Highway 98. Used to be the Sacred Heart office a long time ago. Anyway, it's a pretty big office. And so then I also had talked to some of their neighbors, and she was living at the same location. So just has a lot of questions about that. We definitely tried to get in touch with her, multiple opportunities to, you know, email, phone, personal visits, and no one's there. So.
Yeah, well,
no,
I mean, you know, and I can understand why in this situation doesn't particularly want to talk. You know, I understand that. You also have a story about the tornado.
Yeah, so we were talking to Chris and Jody Jensen. They live on Pensacola Beach. Their house was targeted and hit by this tornado. And then to find out what was happening inside their home, it's very interesting to see, you know, they're just watching the storm like everyone was out their window. All of a sudden, everything just in a flash, their whole house is destroyed, basically. Roof peels off, the windows of the front windows go through to the back windows, the sliding glass doors, and they are fine. Thank goodness they are fine.
Yeah.
But it was dicey. I mean, it could have hurt someone very badly. According to what we found out since then, only one person reported injuries, and that was a person who had a cut on his head and had to get some staples or stitches in his head. So it's very lucky that nothing else happened, because those homes are built to withstand, you know, hurricane winds.
Right, right.
And this tornado comes. And it was an EF2 tornado. So, yeah, finding out what happened to them is very interesting. And I really thank them for sharing their story.
We've had 3 tornadoes in this county since I've lived here 9 years, and nobody's gotten killed yet. That's frankly amazing, despite, you know, homes being destroyed and things being really badly torn up. I think that's right, the Century one, if I'm mistaken. Please, somebody text me and correct me. I don't think anybody died in that one. You guys also have a story about we're getting an overpass. Yay, funding came through.
Finally. Oh, yeah. So this is when everyone has been sitting on pins and needles waiting to find out whether or not the legislature, you know, we knew that they had approved it, but also to see whether or not the governor was going to sign it. And this is going to give the funding that they want for the overpass, you know, in Gulf Breeze, which making these communities more walkable has been a goal for a lot of people.
Right.
And this will definitely give people the access from the south side of Gulf Breeze to the north side of Gulf Breeze. It's going to be right there at the Valero station and cross over to basically where the Homes to Suites hotel is.
Right, the new one. Okay.
So that you can continue on, go to the stadium, or, you know, there's another overpass in the other section that goes right by the stadium, but this one's a little bit farther down. But it really is going to help with the walkability, and you can use your golf cart, you can ride a bicycle. So it's going to be multimodal and will connect to the loop that they already have in Gulf Breeze.
You guys also have a story about, and relevant based on the recent events and weather, the stormwater drainage improvements in the city, right?
Yes. So Sam Abel was telling us that in the big storm 2014, of course, it had like 27 inches of rain, 326 structures flooded. They have done all kinds of work for drainage since then. And in 2023, we had an event which was 23 inches of rain,
right,
and only 20 structures flooded. This time we had apparently 18 to 20, depending on who you're talking to, inches of rain, and only one residence flooded. So they're making huge progress. Of course, if you're that one resident, you're not too happy.
Right.
But they still have all kinds of plans, and they're trying to get more funding. Unfortunately, the cost of a lot of these projects has increased. So they're, you know, what they had budgeted, they now want, you know, they need more money now. So they're still trying, but that's really commendable to say that they've made that much progress.
Yeah, absolutely. I totally agree with that. The paper, you've also got stories about the baseball coach, college football coming up, the 4th of July fireworks. You've got a whole schedule for that. A overperforming sushi bar that you guys reviewed, and the honor rolls for Gulf Breeze High. Like, it's always amazing to me. You know, we never get through the whole paper because there's so much in there. The Gulf Breeze News is a great way to stay informed. Lisa Newell, she is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News and joins us at this time every Thursday to give us a preview. Lisa, thanks for the information. Thanks for keeping us informed. We'll talk to you next week.
Oh, thank you so much. And you keep it up, and I'll see you in the breeze.
You